first one started on Saturday evening. A 7-year-old girl was wading around in the Illinois River in northern Adair County at Karnes Ford. It's a local spot that folks like to go to swim on this time of the year. And anyway, long story made short, she stepped off into a hole of water that was over her head and yelled out to her father, who, like most fathers, immediately jumped up and raced out to render aid to his daughter. And he got out in the river and got her back to safety. But in the process of doing that, he got himself into trouble. And either the daughter or he were wearing a life jacket. And then on Wednesday night, July the 4th, at the Flank Creek, just upstream, immediately upstream of the low water dam at U.S. 412 bridge crossing in Delaware County, there was some individuals that were swimming and horse playing. And anyway, one of the individuals apparently got into a hole of water that was over his head and had become exhausted, and folks didn't realize that he did not get out of the water. And after about 10 to 20 minutes, they realized that, and they were able to locate his body. But again, he wasn't wearing a life jacket, 28-year-old male. And then yesterday afternoon, what's really strange is this individual, that most recent drowning victims stopped at his neighbor's house and said, go swimming. I'm hot. The neighbor said, that's good. I'll go. He was mowing his lawn at the same time. And anyway, they had been consuming some alcohol and got out to the river. And he apparently either fell off an embankment or stepped off an embankment. And it's alleged or purported that he had been consuming quite a bit of alcohol. And so we suspect that he probably swallowed some water and aspirated. He was 54 years of age.